It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado cases of COVID-19 now total at least 300,000. The state reached that milestone in data reported Thursday afternoon. Colorado had its 100,000th case in late October, then tripled that total in just 7 weeks. The state's numbers are slowly improving now after a surge in November and early December. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser led 38 other attorneys general in a lawsuit against Google on Thursday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The states say in the lawsuit that Google illegally maintains monopoly power over general search engines, and that they have anti-competitive contracts and conduct hurting both consumers and advertisers. They argue that consumers are denied the benefits of competition, which could mean they could get higher quality services and better privacy protections elsewhere. And because advertisers are harmed because of the lack of competition, they're passing on higher prices to consumers. The lawsuit is one of many against the tech giant, as well as a Department of Justice investigation. Google has not immediately responded to the suits. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Another museum in Denver that closed because of the pandemic is reopening. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
After a temporary closure, the Clifford Still Museum in Denver says it will reopen on January 5th. The museum has taken the time off to renew its exhibit on Still's later works. The show, The Late Works, Clifford Still in Maryland, will run through March 23rd. Tickets are on sale on the museum's website for their 2021 dates. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado's wildfire season is spurring some organizational action in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse is teaming up with Republican Representative John Curtis of Utah to create the Bipartisan Wildfire Caucus next year. The group could advocate for legislation around wildfire management, preparedness, and recovery in Congress. Neguse says this caucus will ensure Congress prioritizes the needs of local fire crews and western communities as they deal with deadly wildfires like this year's. There are several dozen congressional caucuses that often help lawmakers pursue common legislative agendas. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.